This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 227 for Monday, January 18th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is posting losses Monday morning, although activity is thin and choppy, with U.S. markets closed today for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Canola is down $1 to $3, the March contract down $2 at $685.80 per ton. New crop November, it's down $3.40 at $550.70. Chart-based positioning was a feature as prices consolidate just below the major contract highs hit last week. While the underlying fundamentals of tightening supplies do remain supportive, there are ideas that prices are starting to look overdone to the upside. The Canadian dollar is a bit weaker today, and that is providing some support. U.S. markets are all closed for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Soybeans, corn, and wheat all had a bullish reaction to the latest ending stocks estimates released by the USDA last week, although profit-taking at the highs came forward as the week progressed. Those tight supply projections should remain supportive when activity resumes in Chicago, with attention also focused on South American crop conditions. Brazil is in the midst of harvesting its soybean crop, while Argentina will soon be harvesting its soybeans and corn as well. Dryness has been a concern in both countries throughout the growing season, cutting into production prospects. Chinese demand is another factor to watch in the U.S. markets. Customs data out of China today showed the country imported record amounts of corn and wheat in 2020, with the recovering hog sector behind some of that demand. China also remains a major buyer of U.S. soybeans. The grain markets will also be following the transition of power in the U.S. this week as Joe Biden becomes president officially on Wednesday. Let's look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, January 18th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.